a common method of executing convicted killers, is under attack. Dozens of lawsuits this year are challenging lethal injection. It had been widely perceived as an effective and painless method. Now it faces charges that the lethal cocktail can inflict agony on the condemned and violate their constitutional rights. Frank Morris of member station KCUR in Kansas City begins his report with the history of that cocktail.
Lethal injection used today was born of a guilty conscience. It came up 30 years ago, just after a young Republican lawmaker in Oklahoma voted for the death penalty solely for political reasons.
I was a bit of a wuss about it, I'm afraid. I went ahead and voted for it even though I thought it was wrong. And I got thinking that, well, my goodness, if we're going to do the wrong thing, at least we ought to do it the right way.
Bill Wiseman, now an Episcopal priest, didn't have far to look for a quick, clean alternative to the electric chair.
You know, I've had dogs put to sleep. It's not a big, horrible thing. I'd witnessed it. I knew it couldn't be that hard to do. I just didn't know how to describe it.
Wiseman later jotted down a simple recipe dictated by the state health examiner, a fast-acting sedative followed by strong poisons. A year later, Oklahoma passed the first lethal injection bill. Texas followed the very next day, and the rush was on. Now all but one of 38 states with death penalty statutes use Wiseman's basic formula. Missouri employed it to execute murderer Stanley Hall last year. His wife, Stephanie Hall, witnessed that execution and says it appeared to be anything but painless.
The only way I can describe it would be as if you were standing and someone touched your back with a red-hot poker and made you bolt away from it. That is what happened during his execution.
The sedative condemned prisoners get first thing is supposed to knock them out and block the otherwise excruciating pain to follow. The second drug completely paralyzes them, and the third stops their heart. The doctor who carried out Hall's execution in Missouri later testified he used only half the amount of sedative required by the state. Michael Taylor, a convicted rapist and murderer, narrowly escaped the same fate when his execution was stayed earlier this year. Sitting in her lavishly decorated middle-class home, Linda Taylor tears up when she contemplates her son dying that way.
If he had did this to Michael, and Michael laid there on that table and suffered and pain and stuff and could not tell nobody, could not scream, this would, like, haunt me for the rest of my life.
Missouri has executed 66 men by lethal injection, and the doctor who oversaw the procedures has testified that he didn't know the state had official guidelines for carrying them out. On top of that, he says he's dyslexic and somewhat prone to mistakes. Last week, Oklahoma unveiled new execution protocol, doubling the amount of sedative called for in lethal injections. The move came in response to a lawsuit claiming the protocol governing the state's previous 81 executions exposed prisoners to unnecessary risk of suffering. None of this surprises Fordham University law professor Deborah Deno, who studied lethal injection for 15 years.
The protocols are sloppy. They're ill thought out. The individuals who are implementing them are not properly trained. And the procedures can be greatly improved.
Deno suggests that lethal injections be carried out by certified anesthesiologists, and judges in Missouri and California agree. But state officials couldn't find a single anesthesiologist willing to defy professional ethical codes and help with executions. But Los Angeles anesthesiologist Victor Dorodny says those officials are ignoring his standing offer to do the work for free.
I'm not in a big rush to go do something that might give me a bad night's sleep, you know. I don't want to be a death row anesthesiologist. I just think that the people should be protected from unnecessary pain and suffering. That's all.
Mark Dershowitz, an anesthesiologist at the University of Massachusetts, says there's little hard evidence that anyone executed by lethal injection has suffered horrible pain. Dershowitz says even the lowest dose of sedative that states mandate is many times higher than he would give a patient preparing for major surgery. And he says the procedure doesn't require a doctor. Under normal circumstances, anyone who prepares an IV for a living should be able to handle the job.
When the administration is by design a huge overdose, followed by other medications that result in the person's death, I don't think there's any need to have an anesthesiologist present to administer those.
Virtually everyone agrees that lethal injection executions can be painless. Dozens of lawsuits this year are pushing states to employ techniques and oversight to make sure that they are. For NPR News, I'm Frank Morris in Kansas City.